today. We are about to start now, but some technical minded person should help me to get rid of this white stuff on the screen. It doesn't belong to here. Could you kindly help me? Or at least direct me what to do. I don't know what to do with this stuff. Help, help, help. Maybe you can also try to help. Okay, hopefully someone will come and help me with this. Although there is no science of this. But in any case, we will start the show and depend on the mercy of the Lord. So this symbol, chakra, is the symbol of all Vishnu. And this symbol symbolizes time. The inevitable force of time, which is the most powerful agent of the Lord in this world. By the force of the time, everything moves here. And by the force of the time, everything takes place. This is the agency through which the Lord conducts His will in this world. So, please take away this. And as I said, the name of this, the title of this show is Beauty Save the World. This is famous author Dostoevsky, and this quote belongs to him. He once said that this is beauty, and only beauty, which can save the world. Little did he know that the beauty is the essence of God. What we can see around us is the manifestation of God's own beauty. And this world is harmonious and beautiful by its very nature. There are so much beauty in this world, and this beauty purifies the heart. Here we can see the branches in Navadvipa, and this is palm trees, again there, Mayapur, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, two girls. But because people are so fallen and so much adverse of God, they forgot about the same grace of beauty. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Lord Himself, has to come here to show how beauty can save the world. Here is Lord Chaitanya Himself, and He distributes His grace and His mercy so freely that every one of us can be part of this beautiful mission, distributing beauty to everyone. Look how beautiful He is. He's smiling and he's inviting everyone to share this beauty of the kingdom of God. And this is the main deities of the source, Panchatattva deities, this Lord Chaitanya as the central theme. And practically the whole world is anchoring to get in touch with this beauty. All the people there are raising their hands and their baby to get little mercy of the Lord. But unfortunately, so many people are poor. All these horrible emotions which are there in animal kingdom and human kingdom, they are equally human beings with the animals. Look at this nice lady. It's very much similar to this creature. And what is passing here is another creature. Look what we saw here. Love. It's written there. But it's not love. Love is with the Lord. And here in this little presentation about teaching of Krishna consciousness in Russia, we are going to prove you how love has this transforming force, how the love can transform everyone. This is the symbol of Krishna consciousness. This is the former symbol of Soviet Union, but instead of hammer, there is this pillar. So Srila Prabhupada, as a messenger, as ambassador of the spiritual world, he came is the unlimited compassion towards the people of this world. You can see on the slide how compassionate Srila Prabhupada is. How eager he is to give us little glimpse of spiritual world. In the course of his life, he came to Vrindavan. And in Vrindavan, he lived in this very humble rooms in Radha Damodar Mandir. And this Radha Damodar Mandir is famous because there is Samadhi of Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami is the direct follower of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the name Rupa means beauty. He is the one who formulated the whole theology of Krishna consciousness. And Srila Prabhupada, by living in these humble quarters, he was meditating from the mission of Rupa Goswami. And it is said that at one point Rupa Goswami himself came from his samadhi, from his tomb, to assure Srila Prabhupada that he will be successful in his mission. This is the teaching of Srila Prabhupada. And through the video, next video of this teaching, he was looking in this samadhi. And ultimately this meditation, this earthly desire which was living in his heart, brought him to this Jalandhara steamship to America. And in the beginning he was all alone. Nobody helped him. He was in New York. He was a stranger there. He was basically a lonely dreamer. Nobody would believe that he would achieve success. A few years in the beginning helped Srila Prabhupada in his mission. But ultimately this mission was a grand success. All over the world, there were temples in South Africa, in Europe, in America, in South America. And ultimately he brought Krishna consciousness to this remote corner of the world, Moscow. In 1971, he came for a few days to Moscow. And Moscow is a very powerful city. You can see on the slide how powerful the city is. So many conquerors wanted to take over the city, but they failed. But Srila Prabhupada is his determination. He wanted to do it, and he did it. He came to this country practically alone. But you can see on the slide where Srila Prabhupada is, photo of Srila Prabhupada in the background of Kremlin. And he looks as if he just conquered the whole Moscow. He said, this country belongs to me, not to anyone else. See how sure he is in his ultimate victory. Of course, the history was very difficult. But Srila Prabhupada knew that he was the ambassador of Lord Krishna. And he wanted to share this eternal beauty of the spiritual world with everyone. Every single soul of this world. Of course, there are always demonic forces in this world, and this is Brezhnev, the former dictator of the Soviet Union. He posed himself as a very nice and kind person. Next to him, there is somebody from South Africa. He was a friend of children, but actually, he was a dictator, pure dictator. He was putting people in prison, killing them, and Srila Prabhupada dared to come in these circumstances. At that time, if you would pronounce the word God, you would be put in prison. I had a friend of mine in the university, and he somehow admitted that he believed in God. He was kicked out from the university immediately, just because of this reason, because he dared to believe in God. Why? Because in Russia at that time, there was another God. Here we see Srila Prabhupada's discernment that I've been there. On the red square, and on the red square, there is Lenin's tomb. Lenin was the founder of the Soviet Union, and his tomb is still there, and his dead body is there in the tomb. And he was the official god of Soviet Union. Here we can see this Lenin's tomb, Lenin's mausoleum. And Srila Prabhupada is looking, and he's wondering, why do we worship the dead body of the human? Why? What is the reason for this? This is the ancient culture of Russia. And the ancient culture of Russia is very spiritual. There are many churches and cathedrals. And here you can see Srila Prabhupada is looking at this cathedral of Saint David, which is the symbol of Moscow. And he's looking, and at that time he predicted. He said, in this cathedral, in the center, in the heart of Moscow, there will be Radha Krishna temple at one point. So this was the determination of Srila Prabhupada. He had this tremendous vision. He could see the future. Because at that time nobody could even imagine that something like this would happen. Nobody could imagine that in this city of Moscow there will be thousands upon thousands of people who will chant Hare Krishna, who will believe in God, who will worship God. This is Moscow State University, and by looking down from this Moscow State University to the city of Moscow, Srila Prabhupada made a prediction. He said there will be thousands of people in this city, and that was in 1971 that nobody can believe this. Thousands of people who will chant Hare Krishna, who will raise their hands in the air, and who will loudly chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I will show now in this video the proof how thousands of people in Moscow were chanting Hare Krishna. This is the poster in 1993, and at that time 36,000 people came for one night just to chant Hare Krishna. 33,000 of people were sitting in the hall, and all of them were chanting Hare Krishna mantra. Listen to this. Let's make it loud.
Her daughter was
is some of the causes which the first devotees of Hare Krishna movement underwent. And in the late 80s, all over the world there was a campaign to peace of the Hare Krishna. Devotees from all over the world started protesting this, and here you see the Sri Prabhupada, some of whom may know him. He was in charge at that time. He sang a very nice song and recorded it on a record, and this record was sent to Mr. Gorbachev. In this song he was pleading, Mr. Gorbachev, please free my friends. Please release my friends. And this is Gorbachev. He heard this song. The Prime Minister of Australia gave this record to him, and very soon he released all the devotees. And this is Yeltsin, the first president of Russia, who received Bhagavad Gita, in his hands. And one of the devotees of our movement is showing him and explaining to him what is Bhagavad Gita. And he's so happy about it. And slowly, slowly, this Russia was changing, and the first devotees of Hare Krishna movement, sannyasis, will come. Here you can see those humans, still the humans there in the forest, but huge crowds would come just to take part in these humans and see how enthusiastic are the devotees, how useful they are. Sometimes when you are free to do this, you don't appreciate it, you take it for granted. But in fact, this is a very great pleasure to chant the holy name of the Lord. And you can see all these people literally chanting. And this is of course Mr. Durga Maharaj. He used to be the temple president here in Durga in the late 80s when he started coming to Russia. And I will show you now a little video excerpt. I will give some more voice level. Then you will see the Durga Maharaj in his week, because at that time it was very dangerous to come to Russia openly. So they will come in disguise. So this is a little historical excerpt of the first weekend in the streets of Moscow. Please, sound.
Krishna is beautiful personified. And when the people see his beautiful
they cannot help but be attracted. They are all very attracted because this is the real religion of the soul. The soul is blissful by its own nature, and Krishna consciousness is bringing about this bliss of the soul. You can do this yogas, rasa yogas, the sadhus, they are so happy. Of course, maybe they are happy because the sadhus are so nice. Yogas like beautiful sadhus. You can see this little Indian boy who is there, this elderly Indian couple. And even government officials, they are attracted to Krishna consciousness, but little suspicious. You can see this guy is very suspicious. He cannot believe it. But of course, there is a way to dissipate all the doubts. This is called prasadam. This is cake, which we distribute very freely for the people. And we make huge cakes to the people of Moscow. This is one of the cakes in the streets of Moscow. And this is another cake. This cake was 8,000 kilos. And it took us 10 days to make and half an hour to distribute. You can see how eager people are to get this cake. You know, this little children, and this is the lucky ones who get some cake. And of course, there is another way to dissipate people's doubt is to manifest compassion. Compassion is the natural manifestation of love. And this fruitful life program all over the world is doing this mission, feeding people who are deprived of even food. In Russia at that time, there were many young people and old people who were deprived of food. And here you can see the devotees distributing the food freely. And they go to war areas. They are not afraid. They feed all these children refugees who don't even have little soup to eat. And see how eager these children are to get a plate of soup. And this is another area in Russia which you might have heard about. This is Chechnya, the capital of Chechnya, bombed out city. And there everybody is also distributing food. And of course, one of the major points of Krishna consciousness is the big festivals. You can see this Ratha Yatra festival. Not only here in Dubai, but even in Russia. In practically every city we have these festivals of Ratha Yatra. And people are so happy to receive these festivals. You can see all these Russian ladies dressed in sarees, and this lady who is banging on a plate out of ecstasy. And this lady is in the sarees. They are receiving this culture of Krishna consciousness, the culture of joy. And this is Haryana on the streets of Moscow. And then such people are attracted. Everyone, including the best personality. So this is how the distribution is going on, and how people are becoming happy and safe by contacting Krishna consciousness movement. You can see all these happy children. Little children which are happy to be with the devotees, are so happy to receive some mercy, and who are so eager to participate in this process. And this is Yagya, the ritual, and you can see the young Russian boy who is serving as the priest of the sacrifice. He looks like a South Indian Brahmin, almost. He is doing this yajna, the sacrifice. Anyway, this is another page of the history. This man, and you can see he is very crooked. This is the mayor of Moscow. This is the person after 10 years, or 40 years of us being in this temple, he decided to take the temple back. He said, we need this temple, we want to destroy it, we want to demolish it. And they did it. They forced us out. They said, get out of this building. We will demolish this because we need this place in Moscow. This is the history which happened 1.5 years ago. And here I will show you the slides how this temple was demolished. This people came and forced us out, and said that this temple should be demolished. As much as they demolished other temples in Ionia and somewhere else, they demolished first Krishna Consciousness Temple in Moscow. Please watch this. This was also a historical event. Make it loud. Louder, please. The TV channel, the main TV channel in Russia, Unfortunately, that was not the end of the story. The Russian Orthodox people became so upset. They continued their propaganda, and this is what happens. You know, after this religious intolerance, the gang of people stormed into a temple in some other city, not in Moscow. And the head of this gang was Russian Orthodox priest. And they repeated the orders with the iron ropes and shouts. And one of the orders died. He was in coma for 7 days. This is how still dangerous it is to reach in Russia. And we were trying to enter into some peaceful talks with Russian Orthodox people. Here you can see some theological debate or discussion. And this is the devotees, and you can see they are very nice and angelic. They are looking like angels coming from the heavens. And this is the Russian Orthodox people. I mean, they are very difficult to do this. Very difficult. And carry much more weight too. So, this is again our difficulties. And because of all these difficulties, there is no other protection for us than the protection of the Lord. Here, this little excerpt shows how we should protect the devotees from demonic forces. Please make the loud sound. Sound! Sound! Unfortunately, there is no sound for this. It's a mistake. Anyway, this is Lord Vishnudev, who is taking care of his devotees. And ultimately, this is our only hope. We are not hoping for the material forces to protect us. We are hoping for the protection of the Lord. And the protection of the Lord is there. So the story goes like this: the Moscow government gave the land and said to construct the temple. But then after 1.5 years, they completely cheated us. They took the land back and kicked us out on the streets. And we are still in the middle of nowhere. This is the little temporary temple which we built on this land which Moscow government gave. You can see this is a very humble abode. But despite it being so humble, we worship the Lord in a very glorious way. We are trying to please the Lord, hoping very well and understanding very well that this is the only way to protect. This is Sisi Gorbachev in Moscow temple. And this is Srila Prabhupada in Moscow. And this little temporary temple which we still have, there is no water, there is no electricity, there is no sewage. Every day they have 10 pumps and they fill up the buckets. And when all the buckets filled, we can leave this little water. But still, you can see these cooks, they are very happy to cook for the Lord. And other people are also very happy, even though it's so severe. This is Moscow and this is winter. Sometimes there is 2 meters of snow in the city. And it's minus 35 outside. And this is devoted to distributing books on the streets of Moscow. And this is some festivals in this new temple. This is Holy Festival. God Purnima, when still there is a lot of snow. And this is the Holy Moscow. You can see that this Holy, which is the festival of love, which is actually the festival when people manifest their love and compassion and friendliness towards each other. And they are very happy to do it. And all the traditional rituals are there. You can see this little child worshipping Gornika and doing Kanishya. And this boy was making all these nice drawings before Janmashtami. Last year for Janmashtami, we had 7,000 people coming to our temple. And there are so many dramas. This is Narada Muni who came to Moscow. This is Bhumi, Goddess Bhumi, Mother Earth, who is praying for the Lord to come. And this is a little calf which we invited. We made a special puja to this calf. And the calf became ecstatic. You can see. And every day practically, hundreds of people come. And they all say Hare Krishna. They're all very happy. And they're all very eager to get some mercy, some prasad. And they're taking this prasad. And the brahmachari is living in some householder house. You know, one householder adopted the brahmachari. And he's very disturbed because of this. In any case, we want to do this glorious temple, and we're sure that the Lord will help us to do this. This is the temple which we wanted to build in Moscow. This is the first project which we designed. This temple which will spread the glory of Krishna consciousness movement all over us and all over Europe. And it will happen one day, in our, sooner or later, there's no doubt about it. Now we're entering into some talks. This is another project which we had, where the beauty of the temple is hidden inside. But something we will definitely do. Because Krishna consciousness is a very powerful movement. And other religions in Moscow, they have their churches. This is Orthodox Church. This is another Orthodox Church. This is yet another Orthodox Church. There are 500 of them in Moscow. This is Roman Catholic Church in Moscow. This is mosque, which is recently built. This is synagogue. And this is Hare Krishna temple. And although it is now very humble, it will become like this. It should become a glorious temple. And my humble request to all of you, please pray to the Lord. Please pray to Sisi Radha Radhanath, Sisi Radha Madhava, to descend upon us. And we know that Srila Prabhupada wants it. And because he wants it, it will definitely happen. He made his prediction, and sooner or later, it will happen. And in the meantime, Russian devotees are dancing and chanting Hare Krishna mantra under the snow. Because there is nothing, no place for them. Please make it loud. Thank you very much. This is the end of my slide presentation. Srila Prabhupada Ji, this is the official side of the project, and please visit this site sometimes. And again, my only request to all of you is pray for our success. It's very difficult. Sometimes you're here when everything is nice, you don't really know what other people are doing. That was the point of my presentation. Again, thank you very much. Hare Krishna. And again, this little announcement that there is some music CD which Russian devotees produced. They produced this CD to express their devotion and also to have this temple in Moscow. So if you can go to this devotional music camp and have this Russian CD, it will help us in our mission. Thank you. Hare Krishna.